Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and it's Tuesday, May 30th. Elon Musk's private jet landed in Beijing this morning for a meeting with the Chinese Foreign Minister, Qin Gong. According to Bloomberg, Musk is also going to visit Tesla's Shanghai factory and try to meet with Premier Li Qiang. The visit is sparking rumors of a release of a new Model 3, and of course that's not the only speculation. The fact that the CEO is expected to talk about automated driving with Li is also giving people the idea that Tesla will be trying to gain regulatory approval to launch full self-driving beta in China. Tesla is counting on the release of the system in China, resulting in a large boost in revenue, since the automaker has now delivered hundreds of thousands of vehicles in the country. All of those can be upgraded to full self-driving beta, of course, when the owners pay. A Tesla driver in Michigan claimed that her car was in self-driving mode when she crashed into a tree. The woman was the only one in the car, and she was taken to the hospital for minor injuries. Historically, claims such as these have been proven to be driver error rather than vehicle software. The NHTSA has several investigations with Tesla, some of them closed, some of them still open, but in large part, many have thus far concluded that pedal error and inattentive driving is the cause for previous incidents. Since Tesla's feature set, even full self-driving beta, operate at level 2 autonomy, they all require ready driver attention at all times. Electrek contacted the Mecosta County Sheriff Department for more details on the claim and that Tesla was in self-driving mode. We'll let you know if we get an update. A home builder working on a new Tesla solar roof project on a huge home called the product revolutionary. It looks like Tesla's solar roof is still getting legs despite a rough start. Tesla naysayers have actually been calling the solar roof product a flop. The argument rests on the fact that Tesla is deploying the product at a very small volume compared to what they had originally produced, or predicted. Tesla is still ramping up the product and signing new installers. The company installs some roofs themselves, but they are increasingly partnering with roofing companies and home builders to install them. One of those home builders was featured on a new episode of a TV show called The Build Show, and they call it, quote, a truly revolutionary product. Matt Rinsinger, the host of the show and also a builder, was impressed with the quality of the roof, and he said that he believes that they could last over 50 years. The superintendent at the job noted that the cost of the Tesla solar roof for this project was about 3 to 4 times higher than originally planned for. Now, this particular project is impressive with a total capacity of about 50 kilowatts, and it will also feature 10 Tesla Powerwalls. So I'm going to guess that the home buyer really isn't all that concerned about how much it's going to cost. FreeWire, an EV fast charging and energy management solution company, has announced that they will add the North American Charging Standard plug to their charging products. FreeWire's technology enables a more cost-effective electric vehicle charger to be deployed anywhere that can be completed in a matter of a couple of days or even hours. FreeWire has created a lineup of battery-integrated piles that they call Boost Chargers that offer a turnkey charger pylon without high-voltage connection to the local grid, extensive installation labor, and all the red tape. Now, vehicles that use the NACS plug are currently able to use FreeWire chargers, but they have to have an adapter right now. FreeWire still has some time to get the new plug in because Ford vehicles will be onboarding the new plug formally in the year 2025. Kia has confirmed that it will be offering its cheapest trim level of the EV6 in select Western states. This trim was originally called the Light trim level, which started at $41,400. However, they discontinued the Light version earlier this year in favor of a longer-range model, which resulted in a $7,300 price hike, and that one's called the Wind version, and it starts at $48,700. Kia offered their own price reductions to help out a little bit, but now they are bringing back the Light version of the vehicle into Alaska, Arizona, California, Hawaii, Idaho, Nevada, Oregon, Utah, and Washington. Now, after the price hikes in the last couple of years, this reintroduced version now costs $1,230 more than the previous time it was released. But it does qualify for a $7,500 tax incentive when the vehicle is leased. Jaguar Land Rover is transforming its lineup amid the industry shift to electric vehicles. Its latest plans include an electric successor to the Range Rover Velar a stylish and functional rival to the upcoming Porsche Macan EV. The new Velar is expected to ride on Jaguar Land Rover's new platform called EMA. Now, they initially revealed the EMA platform as an EV architecture that would support hybrids back in 2021. They designed it for smaller Land Rover models, but now it's confirming that the Velar, Evoque, and Discovery Sport are all due for electric upgrades. The automaker said that the EMA's electric motor platform would feature an efficiency of around 4 to 4.5 miles per kilowatt hour, or what they call the most torque dense in its class. Jaguar will become an all-electric brand by 2025, while the rest of them will follow by the end of the decade. Furthermore, Jaguar Land Rover is dividing its product lineup into Jaguar, Range Rover, Defender, and Discovery. All of this to maximize brand awareness and, of course, profitability. In today's community comment, found on YouTube, Sean Michael asks, "Hi Mikey, have you heard of the LMFP battery, or lithium manganese ion phosphate battery, with a 130-year battery from Goshen High Tech? Would be nice to hear your opinion." Well, Sean, to answer your question, I have heard of a myriad of battery chemistries, all of them fighting to break through into the mainstream. If you're like me, then on a regular basis, news outlets will report on game-changing battery breakthroughs, sound like they're one step away from the mass market. Batteries that charge in just 1 minute, can drive for 1,000 miles, last for 1,000 years, are essentially bulletproof, and so on. Some of the stories originate from a university, some of them backed in part by major automakers, and even fewer have both. But unfortunately, none of these chemistries on the verge have actually broken through. The issue stems from wise advice from Elon Musk, who, when talking about the car market 2 years ago, he said, quote, "Prototypes are easy, production is hard." Now, if we assume that a superior battery exists, which it very well could, it still has to pass through a myriad of economic and production barriers to finally reach the end of the rainbow, which is mass production and eventually the consumer market. If a new battery requires difficult or rare materials that are controlled by less than friendly forces, that makes things difficult, along with specialty machinery, training to make production, all the rigors of vehicle use, and so on. Now, I am in full support of a new chemistry. I'm certainly not stuck in my ways on current tech, but I have been told so many times that the last couple decades will bring a new battery on the horizon, I just don't listen to them anymore. I guess I'm just jaded by now. I would be willing to bet on the Tesla 4680 cell, although those improvements are more incremental, less than exponential. Unless you talk about terms of scale, then it certainly is exponential. Thanks for watching Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.